Tom, is it a thing where you guys could maybe tell the younger guys that to stay focused on a chip like this, or is this one of those things where everybody knows, you know, the deal going in?
I mean, Coach Belichick does a good job preparing us for stuff like this. But it's really a road game. You know, we're leaving a few days early, just going the opposite direction. So I think it's going to be important to get there and kind of get used to the environment a little bit. And but you know, we had a good day yesterday at practice. Got to have two more good days, and at that point, all the physical stuff will be done, and just go over there, rest up, and try to go out and play well.
Can chemistry be built on a trip like this, where you guys are going to be together so long and spend so much time together, where you can kind of hash out what's going on and what you're going to do in the second half of the
game? I think there's definitely an element of that. Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, you're together for extended periods of time, which is always fun. You know, people are away from all their other commitments. Certainly, like a home game, there's a lot of commitments that different players have. So when you go away, sometimes it's really nice for the players to get some rest, to get some extra preparation, have extra time with your coaches. On this particular trip, we have more time than that. So, you know, yeah, Trafalgar Square and the Crown Jewels, or what are those? Yeah. So you can get everything. Huh?
Do you want to meet the royal family?
That is not the intent of this trip, no. Thank you. Don't want to get myself in trouble going to London.
Better stay away from Harry.
Yeah.
Tom, you personally use the bye week as any extra added motivation? I mean, you're obviously motivated every single week, but, you know, knowing that get through this, give everything you got that little time.
Yeah, well, the bye week, you know, that's something that everyone looks forward to, just because you get a chance to kind of take a deep. It's like the second half of a game. You go into halftime and you have a chance to, you know, reevaluate some things. So, but that'll come, and it would feel really good for that 2-week stretch to feel good about what we've done, you know, for the last 5 weeks. They're going to make us earn it. I mean, this is a good team that presents a lot of tough challenges, and we've already lost to two of these NFC teams, which they've actually beat. So we know it's a good football team, and we have to go out there and play well.
How do the Rams use Cortland Finnegan? Does he flip on slot guys, an outside check guy, or
yeah,
the number one, or who?
He's predominantly he's inside a lot, and he's at different spots on the inside. I think wherever they want him to, you know, assert himself in the coverage in order to have the most opportunities to make plays, that's where he's going to be. In regular defense, their base defense, he's outside. They don't match a ton, although they do flip sides on occasion. But for the most part, you know, against us, he'll probably be inside all day.
A guy you must hate to go against, but just having observed you, you probably have an appreciation for the way he plays.
I do. He's you know, he competes his butt off, and he's smart, catches the ball well. He's a seventh-round pick, so, you know, you just are always fighting for your life out there. And even though he's had a lot of success, you see it doesn't – you know, he wants to continue to get better and improve, and, you know, he's still a young player. So I have a lot of respect for him. He plays really hard. And, you know, it's like Wes is very much the same way. You know, Wes plays his butt off too, so it's – kind of our strength, maybe against one of their strengths.
Tom, this streak that the offense is on, 16 straight games of at least 350 yards, what would be a key reason or two that's allowed you guys to have that kind of consistent success moving the football?
I'm not sure.
Scheme, personnel.
It's all those things. I mean, offensive football is about 11 guys being on the same page, so no matter what you call, you don't call plays that aren't designed to gain significant yards. So if you execute them the right way, they're productive. There's not a lot of negative plays. Like we had 80 plays last week. There were only two negative plays out of 80, which is pretty good. So if you're not going backwards and killing yourselves with penalties and turnovers and really not beating yourself, you can usually put yourself in a great position to win the game. So you know, gaining yards is certainly important, but scoring points is more important. So, you've got to be able to move the ball well enough to put yourself in the positions and then ultimately make the plays down in the red area.
Tom, on the travel to London, are you sort of conscious of the effort the NFL's making to expand the game, or are you just focused in on the Rams this weekend?
We're focused in on the Rams. I think that's their job, and we have a job to do. So, I know they put a lot of effort into it, and I know Mr. Kraft's excited about us having the chance to really represent the NFL again, to go over there and, give the fans something to cheer about. So it was a lot of fun the last time.
So you'll be a fan fest?
No, sir.
Judging by the way you guys came off the field and in the locker room after your win, is it hard for the fans maybe to take the perspective of how difficult it is to win every single week, and if you win, you can take care of all the other stuff as the week goes on and fix the problems? In other words, is it a lot easier fixing everything when you continue to win and just put up W's?
Well, the winning's important because you've only got 16 opportunities, and you can play really well for 58 minutes and then not play well for 2 minutes, and that's the game. So the important thing is the win or the loss, and you know, whether the fans, you know, how they appreciate that or not, that's not really our concern. I mean, we're trying to win every week, but whether you lose by 1 or 30 or win by 1 or 30, the record's the same. And really, the next week, it doesn't have any bearing on next week either. So part of the mental toughness is putting whatever's happened last week and moving forward to the next week without wasting any time or energy spent thinking about last week and using all your energy to move on to the following week so you could be at your best that week. And that's how you string wins together. You know, that's not, you know, that's why you don't win one, lose one, because at the end of the day, you're mediocre and you're watching all the good teams play. So the good teams win, and if you lose, you win. That's just how it is. So every team's trying to do that. Every team's trying to build on that. And, we're pretty much like every other team.
But you're trying to, you said moving on, but at that moment then when you get into the locker room with your teammates after a win, is that maybe the best part of, you know, your week when it comes to being a professional athlete?
Yeah, that's a great part of the week. Probably the 4 minutes that you get to enjoy it after the game until you, start thinking about the next game. So it's... that's part of the marathon, part of the football season. It's a game of attrition, and it's for the mentally strong, and it's for the mentally tough, and for the physically tough, and then that's where the good teams, you know, begin to separate themselves. So kids aren't even trick-or-treating yet, so got a lot of football left to play.
There was a lot of talk after the game about identity, and people asking you, has this offense found its identity? Is that really a big deal to you? In terms of if you're winning games, you don't really care what your identity is week to week as long as you're getting it done at the end, like you just said.
Well, yeah, and I think winning is the important part. So not so much of, you know, how you do it. I think when you look over the course of a long season, you're going to identify areas that you need to be better at, you know, when you look at a handful of games. But on an individual basis, it comes down to a few things. And you've got to be able to do those things. And I think our identity is what we set out to accomplish at the beginning of the week. So when Coach Belichick comes in like he did yesterday and he says, these are the things we need to do to win. This is the opponent we're playing. There's a specific way to play these guys. You know, this is how we're going to do it. Then that's what you try to do. And usually when we do those things, we win. And when we don't, we get, you know, yelled at for an hour the next day, and we usually have lost. So, you know, you play a specific opponent like the Rams that we haven't played, that we're not very familiar with, that has a specific style of play. And we have to understand it by studying it. Then you go out and practice against it and understand it better so that you're as prepared as you can be when the game happens on Sunday. And you go, oh, that really surprised me. Wow, I didn't realize that was the move this guy makes. Wow, I didn't realize how quick that guy is to, you know, read the quarterback. Well, yeah, I mean, that's what Belichick's been saying all week. So that's what we have to be able to do.
Expanding on that a little bit, is this week, though, a little bit tougher getting ready for an opponent you don't know of because of all the travel things and other things? And might there be a bigger danger for what you just talked about, that on Sunday you look at something and say, wait a minute, that's not what we really expected?
Yeah, and well, there's an element of that every game, too, that you're not going to practice everything that they're going to do. I mean, they have a week to prepare just like we do, so it's not going to be the same stuff. They game plan for us as well as we game plan for them. So they have things that we're not going to have seen that you got to be able to adjust to, whether you adjust to it immediately, like on the play or on the sideline or at halftime. That's the adjustments you have to make. So you can prepare as hard as you want, but if they don't do it, then really you just – That's part of football. And the longer you play, the more experience you have. The less things really surprise you because you can reflect back on past seasons and games and, oh, yeah, well, this is how we're going to do it. This is how we should approach it. So,
the kind of mental toughness you were talking about of putting last week aside and, you know, that reactionary part of being a competitor aside, is that about maturity? Is that something that's gotten easier for you as you've gone along in your career?
Yeah, and I think I had a lot of great examples and mentors when I was a younger player of guys that were could put good games past them, could put bad games past them, and you move forward as a team. So, we have a relatively young team. We have some great captains. We have some great veteran leadership that really has to carry the torch and say, no, guys, this is what we need to do. This is how we have to move on. And the better the veteran leadership is, then the more the younger guys understand what they need to do, and they do their job, and you do your job, and everyone's doing their job, and then you all move forward with hopefully winning games.
Tom, have you guys talked specifically about improving in the fourth quarter on both sides of the ball? It seems like you may not be playing your best football at that time when you probably want to be.
We talk about a lot of things over the course of the week, so... We talk about starting the game. We talk about finishing the game. We talk about overtime. We end up talking about everything. And really, you're trying to do everything well. So, that's the goal every week, is to go out and play well for 60 minutes. And plus, if you need it, like we did last week. So there's not really, too many instances where we where we just feel like we can go out and roll our helmets out there and say, oh, this is gonna get it done. No, because we have to go out and earn it. And part of the NFL is earning every week. And you play very good teams like we've seen this year, and they make you earn it for 60 minutes. And if they beat the Patriots, they're going to have to play a good game. And whoever we beat, we're going to have to play a good game.
Tom, throughout your career, this team has always had a better record the second half of the season than the first half, if you add it all up. Same thing the last four games as opposed to the previous four games. Is that something that gives you confidence, knowing that, if you get through the first half at 5-3, that you're probably, going to improve as you go on? Because it's happened.
I hope we improve. I mean, I think that's our goal. But like I said, it's not like you just think just because we're going to show up here every day and break a sweat, we're going to get better. I mean, I think you have to make conscious efforts to listen to your coaching, be mentally tough enough to accept the coaching so that you can be a better team. And we work at that, and we work at that this week. We're going to work at it next week. End of December, we're going to be working on that. I mean, that's part of our job. There's really, the pressure is never off. It doesn't go away. It's just, you build and you build and you build, and you try to get better and better and better so that when it matters the most, you're at your best.
Tom, is there anything to the idea that for a right-handed quarterback, it's easier to throw to the right side of the field, or there's a tendency to throw to that side more?
I've never really thought about that. Truthfully, I mean, as a quarterback, every shot or every throw is a straight throw. If I'm looking at you, I'm throwing it straight. If I'm looking there, I'm throwing straight, because I'm just aligning my body really to make you can't throw curveballs out there or anything like that. Draw the ball in there to it doesn't work. No, it doesn't work. You'd have serious arm problems if you tried to do that. All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Enjoy the party.